Time now to look at all those trending stories. We also have our lockdown diary. Barbara Friedman, good morning.
Morning, Kino.
What do you have for us?
Okay, so the first one is something we discussed at the very beginning when it was mostly around China, but now NASA and the European Space Agency have released a 10-day moving sort of animation footage from space of not just China, but sort of Europe as well, particularly the hub over Italy. And the footage is just startling as you see this reduction in NO2 carbon emissions over this area. And it's literally the map goes from sort of orangey red coloring to blue. It's like the Earth goes blue again from space. And I mean, it is quite inspiring to watch, but I suppose the point is once production is back up and running at the end of this, is that going to just revert back to the status quo?
No, I feel sad for the people who've fallen ill, the families who have lost loved ones, and we'd never trivialize that. But I think this virus is teaching us one heck of a
absolutely.
Lesson. And chances are people aren't going to listen and we're going to go back to normal again, which is sad.
Yeah, but, you know, just to maybe go watch that footage because maybe it'll just make people think twice about pollution and those kinds of things as well, as you said. Anyway, moving on to the second story, it's something a bit lighter, which is this – I'm probably going to get this all wrong because I don't have kids and I haven't used it, but it's the Google 3D Animals app that you can use, which basically you can take pictures of yourself or your children or your pets, and then you can sort of morph them into pictures with all these amazing wild animals, and people are now posting those really kind of amusing and funny pictures on social media platforms. The most Googled one, the most used one is the tiger. So you've got these pictures of your little toddler sort of riding on the back of a tiger in your lounge, or, you know, your little pet, your little pet kitten sitting next to an alligator.
I'm aware.
And I mean, obviously those are quite funny. I mean, they're not dangerous. They're not really in your lounge. It is a 3D, you know, picture
model,
and it's not
of,
actually.
Yeah.
Yes, it's okay. Sorry, I just had a blank there about what the actual word is. It's A, it's AR. Yeah, it's not real, but I think it's quite a fun thing for people to do with their kids if you're bored, and I think they'll get a great kick out of it. So if you go to Google 3D animals and you kind of Google, you'll find out which ones are available and which phones. It's mostly the newer iPhones and Android phones that have the full supported devices for that.
So you talk about your little cat sitting next to an alligator.
Normally,
exactly. Normally it's got a bit of a title. What's the title? Lunch.
Exactly. That was when the cat ate the alligator. Actually.
True. That's what I meant.
And then I'm just going to end lastly. There's a lot of different, not so famous and then very famous bands that are obviously taking to online platforms to play music, and then a lot of them are doing them obviously from their self-isolation, their social distancing in their different homes. But the one that has probably gone one of the biggest is the Backstreet Boys, which is what, 15 years maybe since they were, you know, making it big time. Yep. They've got together a lot older with their little kids around them, AJ, Brian, Kevin, Nick and Howie. Okay, we're going to take a little listen to it.
Yep.
Desire to believe when I say I want it that way, but we are two worlds apart. I can't reach to your heart when you say that I
voices haven't changed.
Yeah. So people were sort of writing online and saying, you know, why is everyone in tears over the Backstreet Boys again? And one of the journalists from Vanity Fair, Claire Lounsbaum, she wrote, she said, you know, I think it's because it's a song about trying and failing to be close to someone. So it's kind of hitting hard for people who are in sort of self-quarantine. And that, you know, as that chorus starts and you see the little videos of them all in their different homes with their little children, obviously all these years later,
yeah,
it's really sort of tugging at people. people's heartstrings and making them think about their own. No, I'm not. I wasn't the biggest Backstreet Boys fan, but I do think it's sweet, and it was quite moving. And it makes everyone think about their friends and how much they love them and miss them. So it's gone absolutely viral with millions of people watching it. And I mean, there are lots of other amazing artists out there. So I think it's the new way, be entertained online.
They really missed a trick there. They should have called themselves Back Out of the Street Boys. Because they can't be in the street and there's lockdown. But anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jeremy liked it, though. He was very happy you chose that song. Anyway, listen, Barbara, have a good one.